Just One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Hey, what's up? We're back. That's right. Yes, we made it another episode. Yay.
Oh, good for us.
Slater didn't kill himself. It's a good time.
Well, I tried.
I know. I understand. It happens. Looking forward to going on that that new thing that you're going to do.
That new thing?
That thing.
That thing thing?
I don't know.
The dildo I got in the mail?
Right. Did Muscle Daddy ever finish that?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
No. But he is here today with us. Hey, Muscle Daddy, how you doing?
I want to fucking die.
Yeah, I mean, but what else is new? For anyone wondering, he is sick. He's super sick and, like most men, is being a huge bitch about it.
I will be as much as a goddamn fucking bitch as I want to be about this. And all of you can fucking deal with it because I'm the one who delivers your fucking shit for Christmas. I'll just drop my goddamn trailer on a mountain. I don't give a fuck if it kills. I feel like shit. My face is stuffed up and my nose won't quit running.
That's not good.
But there's nothing coming out of it. I don't know what's happening. I'm like 30% sure this is cancer, but you know.
It generally is. I mean, the amount of times I've had cancer, or at least thought I did.
Well, that's why you don't search the internet, because it's either cancer or diabetes.
Oh, no. With my spinal stenosis, when I had that, my mother-in-law was like, you need to go get that checked. That sounds like you might have spinal cancer.
Your mother-in-law seems like a real bitch.
She's a fucking doctor.
She does sound like a bitch.
Yeah.
She should die.
Someday. Soon, I hope.
But you know what, Slater? I really hope that I hope your mom lives a long and happy life.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Let's get to this. Of course, Goliath, what have you been up to this past week? Anything exciting?
Not really. I mean, we just recorded last Sunday, so nothing. Hey, I did get a new lens for my cell phone. It's pretty cool. It's a wide-angle lens, so I can take some pretty cool pictures and stuff.
Is it so you can fit in the photos?
No. I'm not taking a picture of myself with the backside of the camera. No.
Okay. Well, I didn't assume you were taking the picture.
Right. That makes sense. But no. It's not like Disney photographers actually exist anymore anyway, so.
You know, at last time Goliath had a picture of him taken, they had to use a satellite orbiting Earth.
Man, your mama jokes. That's original.
Yeah. No, okay, first of all, that was not even a your mama joke. Anyways, Muscle Daddy, how have you been? What have you been up to this past week other than being a bitch?
Me and the wife went and saw Frozen 2 last weekend.
So. I love it so much!
It was so good.
It was good. I don't know if I liked it more than the original.
I thought it was better than the original.
I liked the story, and I liked... The animation was amazing. Don't know if I liked the songs better.
Yeah, the songs weren't as good, but
you know
my
what?
God.
I disagree. If you go listen to that soundtrack, those things are going to start getting stuck in your head. You know what? Let It Go didn't get stuck in my head. I didn't think it was that good of a song when I first heard it, but it really is. It's one of those that grows on you. But let's be honest. How hard is it to take something that's so insanely successful and do a good sequel?
It's really a challenge. Hard. Look at Star Wars.
Right.
What was your favorite character? Like, I loved the Salamander. Oh, my God. That Salamander was so cool.
The Salamander is adorable. I think it would have been a bigger deal if Baby Yoda hadn't come around.
And that's true.
And Baby Yoda
that's
is
true.
The cutest goddamn thing on Earth.
Yeah, and Disney was not even ready with merchandise for that. So.
I know. I keep getting like Instagram sales ads for an 11-inch tall like Baby Yoda plush, and I look and it's not going to be released till May. Fuck you!
Congratulations! Here's your Christmas present in May.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's going to be Baby Yoda everything. But, you know, I love when they're these cute characters in movies. The second I see them, I'm like, oh, this is just to sell plushies. I mean, yeah. that's what this is.
Absolutely. But, you know, we're all going to go and buy them.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I got to say, Elsa really has gotten to the point where she's just got that big dick energy. She just handles it. True. And I like her.
Yeah. So, I always wondered, I mean, so if a dude fucks Elsa, I mean, is her, like, cunt just really cold inside?
God, I hope so. She is my dream woman. I want to live my Ted Bundy experience every night.
I hope
night.
It's not too cold, though, because you're not going to keep an erection if it's too cold.
Hey, the cold never bothered me anyway.
Listen, well, I'm not going to lie. I would, if Kristoff was a real person, I'd hit that.
All right.
That goes with the rumor mill that she was actually a lesbian.
Boy, people were pushing hard to give Elsa a girlfriend. And right? honestly, the character to me just kind of reads asexual.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't need someone.
Oh, like you look at her, she's like, oh, she's definitely like an aunt. Like,
yeah.
So what you're saying is don't give her your cell phone.
Yeah. You know what I did last night, guys?
What'd you do?
I got to go to my company Christmas party.
Yay! How was that?
You know, the food is always good. I'm not going to lie. The company I work for, they spend a lot of money doing it, okay? And I actually won $1,000 for our table.
Damn.
So that was $100 each because there's 10 people at the table. So I'm not complaining about that. Okay, but here's the thing. I could have chose what it was. It's kind of done in secret. So, you can choose what's behind this door or you can take this cash I'm offering right now. Now, normally when they offer cash, it's bullshit behind the door. Well, we took the cash because we're like, shit, that's a guaranteed $100 each person. So we're going to take the cash. You know what was behind that fucking door I didn't choose?
What?
$400 Best Buy gift cards for everyone.
Damn.
So, I mean, well.
I would rather have the cash than go on a Best Buy.
Right?
That's fair.
Especially this time of the year. Fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, I would. All right.
I don't know if I'd rather go to Galaxy's Edge or Best Buy right now.
Well, I went out of my way to put on my favorite serial killer shirt yesterday and go to the mall in hopes that people would just leave me the fuck alone. And no, I got multiple compliments, which was fine. That made me feel better.
So. Well, that's good.
Well, that is good. But you know what? We're going to push this on forward since Muscle Daddy's not feeling good. So we're going to knock out
this could be a quick one.
Let's fucking do this.
Let's do a quickie. So we're going to start with King's fucking Island.
Goddamn fucking...
Yep, people are angry again because King's Island is noisy. I didn't think it would be noisy when I moved next to a theme park.
What? I don't get dumbasses that, you know, you move next to a theme park. What the fuck do you expect?
Yeah, so basically they're telling the city they need to rewrite their noise ordinance to address today's realities, because when the park was built in the 60s, a lot of these neighborhoods, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm just like, sorry, it's grandfathered in. That park was there beforehand. And what's King's Island going to do? They're not going to take out rides. Uh-oh. They might take out rides. Yeah. Oh, guys, it's not because we're trying to save money. It's because we have to. Aww.
Right, exactly. That's why it's not a true giga. Because they, you know, because people like freak out and like be yelling and stuff. That's the reason.
It's ruining our sight lines. You live in Ohio.
What sight lines are there in Ohio? Snow?
I mean, this just annoys the fuck out of me because I would genuinely love to live near King's Island because I fucking love that place. Just shut the fuck up. Move somewhere else. Move to Columbus. God damn fucking people.
It's always super weird to me. Also, I'm like, that park employs a lot of people. It is what fuels the economy in that area. Why do people want to go up against the very thing that's helping support everything in the area anyways?
I well, that and chili. Weird.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What else? You know what? Cincinnati has a very nice zoo, but
they got a shitty football team.
They got a goddamn awful football team. They got a mediocre baseball team. What else is bringing me to fucking Cincinnati right now besides going to King's fucking Island?
I don't know.
Jungle Gyms. That place Jungle is fucking Gyms, awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking great. Are we all?
Maybe that's the sight line they're worried about. They can't see Jungle Gyms. I don't know.
Are we all going to go there? Are we going to go see when we go to King's Island?
Hell yeah, you got to go at least once. I love that. I love that place.
I just want to go again.
Hell yeah. I want to like have like an event there so we could ride the monorail. Did y'all see that? The monorail's back at King's at Jungle Gyms, and it's actually running.
Well, there you go.
I think I think Brinks had a different idea of riding the monorail as an RTO event. I've told you no.
So, guys, I got a text message the other day from a listener. This is a listener you all have met. His name is Daniel, not Daniel Worley, but Daniel. I call him Pancake. I don't know why that happened, but he's the bald guy with the huge beard. Y'all know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know who you're talking
Probably.
About.
Probably.
The one that looks like a short, sexy, bald Jesus. Yeah, definitely into that. Anyways, he sent me a correctory. He's like, just for your information, I listened to the latest RTO, and the Six Flags St. Louis Rapid Ride was operating when I was there in the middle of August. So apparently, since I've been, they have reopened the water rapids.
Well,
right?
There
so,
you go.
So I guess my conspiracy is, I mean, I'm glad, but I'm also annoyed that someone would point out what I did incorrectly.
Hey, no, we're not talking about them. We don't want to lose listeners.
No. I'm just talking about, you know, maybe there's some podcasts out there that like to do that, but they can't take a fucking hint at all. Like, not even, in fact, not a hint, just directly saying, stop doing that. People don't like it anymore. But whatever.
It's literally killing people.
No, that's you, Muscle Daddy. Oh, yeah. You're the one.
No. Having to listen to it has driven me to kill, so that's why it's killing people.
I literally have not finished a single episode. I tried.
There's been some episodes I haven't hated. I really enjoyed some of them.
I've not listened to one episode. I am driving 60 hours a week right now, and I can't find time for it.
But then again, how many episodes of Coastal Radio have you listened to?
Two.
Okay.
So,
look,
and
you probably stopped listening because you heard them on Coastal Radio.
Yeah, that's the only place I've heard them. I'm listening to a lot of sports podcasts right now. I'm listening to my True Crime podcast. Okay, recommendation, if you like Star Wars, go listen to Binge Mode Star Wars. It's really fucking good. Great podcast. I love it.
Yeah. And I'll say, even though no one actually wants to or likes to listen to your favorite Coaster Sucks, just, you know, I'm recording with them tomorrow evening. The next episode should be interesting. It might be worth a listen.
Slater, I love you, dude. I would listen to any podcast that you were on, but...
That's not true. When Valentine and the Piece of Wood Kid was on with me, you didn't listen to that.
That is fucking true. I listened to the first I listened to the first 6 minutes, and I just was like, nah, this ain't for me.
I didn't even, yeah.
Goliath,
you don't
never
listen to any of our podcasts. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Goliath.
Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. So, exciting news, I think, out of SeaWorld, California. Emperor got topped. I don't know if it was a good top. I haven't got a chance to talk to the Emperor yet. I'm assuming that's what this is about. Who's the Emperor and who's fucking him?
That would explain why he was gone for so long.
Mm. I love Emperor's New Groove. That's one of my favorite Disney movies.
I actually went into a store yesterday, and they had like a Spirit jersey that on the back it said Cuscotopia. It was like teal. It was cool. I really liked it.
But so that's like, you know, it says how fucked up I am as a person. When I was young, like 14, 15, you know who I had a fucking crush on, like hardcore?
John Goodman.
No, David Spade.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I just lost so much respect for you.
Wow.
Trust me.
And now I mean, we know what. Wow.
Yeah. But also, wow. I had a big crush on the guy who played Darlene's boyfriend in Roseanne. So
basically, he likes rednecks.
Apparently.
He's looking at rednecks.
I like people who've made poor choices. I mean, not on the level like Andy Dick poor choices, but poor choices. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Not that anyone cared, but in Disneyland in Paris, their Autotopia apparently has been down for a really long time.
Did they put electric cars in yet?
No, I don't think so.
No, we need to kill the environment more.
We do.
Well, I'll tell you this. We do need to kill the environment because that Greta bitch is getting on my nerves.
Oh,
telling me I can't drive my diesel truck, you little bitch. More like time cunt of the year.
What?
Seriously, why don't you go hang out with some friends and watch a movie? Just chill out.
Okay. Fucking Christ. I have never seen so many people around me be upset at a 16-year-old girl.
Well, you haven't worked in the whorehouses I've worked in.
That's true.
You've definitely never hung out with Epstein.
Somewhere Rocco is screaming.
Good. Mm. Good. Yeah. You know what? I as I've been listening to our episodes lately, I have realized that 90% of our show is me laughing at my own jokes. So that's disappointing. See, there I did it again. Let's see here. So yeah, Autotopia is open. I guess no one really cares. Anyone in Disneyland Paris? There's not a lot of news. I had to just kind of put shit in there.
If you want to ride,
I was looking at the news and I'm like, what? Why the fuck are we talking about this?
Well, there's nothing else to talk about. You know what else happened? New England. Well, Six Flags New England. They had a fire.
What?
And for some reason they put it out.
I see.
I'm not quite sure why.
Man, I remember when everybody was so scared that fire was going to get to Dollywood, and now I'm just like, I wish it had.
Could you imagine? That would be, I would enjoy that. You know what? What's weird? Has like a major theme park ever been hit like by a tornado directly?
I'm not sure. I remember that Coney Island near Cincinnati always flooded.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
they did.
They had the fucking like measurement where it was like it got this high.
Well, Six Flags New Orleans got hit by a Katrina.
Ah, that's true.
So I think that might be the closest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it shit got wrecked.
It did. So bad that nobody's ever going to make a park there.
I'm still a little confused what is taking that city. What? It's been so many years to leave that lot vacant. Just give it to someone!
Right?
Like, it's just... Why leave it sitting there like that? There have been so many people who have come forward willing to do something with that land, and they have like this really weird, overly cautious, like board who doesn't like want to do anything. It's weird. So y'all been watching the Disney Plus Imagineering story on
I've watched two episodes and I fucking love it.
I haven't seen the latest one. I need to see that. Usually I watch all the shit that comes out Friday. I watch on Monday.
Okay. I mean, I won't spoil anything, but I will say I have seen all the episodes. So I saw the last one too. The last one is by far the best. The best.
Really? Because the first one was really good.
Yeah, but this is when we start getting into the nitty gritty of what's coming.
Okay.
What?
New stuff that's getting out. They also get to see diagrams and animation of exactly how on Rise of the Resistance that fall and everything works. It's really cool. And they go into the insight a lot on how they, when they were building Shanghai Disney. And it was really cool. It was a very, very excellent. I really love that series. I love that series a lot.
It's a great series.
I think this last one was the last one. I think it's six episodes for this season. I hope they're not going to treat this as like, this is it. We're not doing more. I hope that what I would like them to do is continue this series as a half hour where they choose one attraction in a park and they really go into detail on that attraction.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
And that would give them season upon season upon season of shit they can do. Also focusing on the new thing. So that's what I'm hoping. I hope that this isn't just it because it's fun. It's great.
Oh, yeah. All the nerds are loving it.
So tell us, why did you decide for Slinky Dog to have the slowest launch in history?
Well, it's because here at Disney, we don't like forces. But we love your money.
Fucking Disney. You got it. You know what? At a certain point, you just give in and just let them do whatever they fucking want to do.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to be able to change anything.
That's true. So, it's also official as since we just were talking about Shanghai Disney, work on the new Zootopia section has went vertical. They've actually really started on that. So that's
nice.
I'm excited about that. It's not expensive to get to Shanghai, so that's me and my boyfriend have already decided that once this newest expansion opens up out there, we're going to go and check out Shanghai Disney. But I was just like, I want to see Zootopia. And
hey, make
don't
sure.
Don't worry. In a couple of years, we'll get it at Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom, I hope. I hope.
Hey, Slater, just a little travel advice. If you're going over to China, if you want to get better service, they really love basketball, wear a Houston Rockets shirt.
No, I'm just going to tell everyone that I'm an albino sumo wrestler. Although that's Japanese.
That's
so
racist.
That is racist.
How are the Starbucks is the question.
Well, you know.
Oh, God. That cunt did a little rant about people with children on their shoulders again. I can't see the fucking parade.
Okay, but here's the thing. He's actually right on this. I'm sorry. I hate Rob Alvey, too.
I swear to fucking God, if I go to Disney World and he's there, I'm getting right in fucking front of him, and I'm, like, finding a fucking adult who wants to sit on my shoulders.
I thought this was going to end up in you, like, raping his corpse or something.
It might.
In a different direction.
Just going to shove him full of Starbucks cups.
Yes, please do that. That would definitely be entertaining.
That'd be worth it. I think I could get everyone to pitch in and hire me a good lawyer.
Yeah. So, in real news, I guess Holiday World is fully removing those weirdly out of the way water slides for the 2020 season. I thought they'd already removed them, but apparently they'd only removed one of the slides, but there were two other slides that came off it that were still up and being used, but they are now fully removed.
Good, because those were, nobody would go ride those.
I'm disappointed. Well, I liked them. Trek. I thought they were good rides.
But they were in a weird place.
Oh, they were in a fucking stupid place, but they were fun.
Yeah,
I bet they were. It's just they were not in a good place, and you have to go out of the water park to the theme park, and yeah.
We can only hope that maybe this is them actually making room to use the Jurassica station, the old Jurassica station. Maybe, someday, possibly, instead of it just sitting there looking weird for years.
Nah. It's fine.
What was Giraffica, for those that don't know?
Oh, goodness. It was their Intamin, like, water ride with the elevator lift. It's
oh, wow.
Exceptionally dangerous. They don't work. They fell all. They just fell all the time.
But, also known as Pilgrim's Plunge.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Because they changed their mind when they built Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That they decided to make it part of the water park. But then the people who wanted to make it the water park got ousted. And, yeah, I don't know. The biggest fight was whether to focus completely on park or water park. And that's actually, I think, what was the biggest part of their battle out there.
This is where we go to the little Mexican girl who says, why not both?
Why not both?
Yes.
Good.
That's basically what I say on Grindr all the time to guys. Like, why not both? gosh. I'm tired. Like, I have no energy to feed off of today.
I'm doing the best I can.
Sorry, dude.
No, Goliath, we don't expect
that. We're just getting you prepared for tomorrow's recording.
Tomorrow's recording should be really a great time. Just like a great time you'd have if you go to Circus.
Right. Are you exactly.
Is there going to be cigarette smoke and the possibility of rape?
It's not just the possibility.
The probability. That's okay. Part of the experience.
I mean, it does look kind of cool. The changes they're talking about, like a sand bottom beach pool with wave machine. That sounds awesome.
And an $11 million 2,000 seat theater.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is going to be where great. They're going to do their baby geniuses stunt spectacular with real babies.
With real babies.
So I don't know. I think it's there's not anything specifically said on whether they're going to do anything to the actual park. But my hope is that they will renovate it in. Yeah. It just
they'll renovate it in what? It's a crap hole, man. It is an absolute shithole.
I know. It basically what needs to happen is they need to basically gut it and start over.
It's I love though that Circus is the marker of where the strip gets real dangerous. It's like everything circus and beyond, you're gonna get robbed. I know this because I stayed at the Stratosphere.
Oh Lord.
I'm sorry.
The Stratosphere's not in a great area either.
Well, dude,
no, it's
it was me and my dad and we're both, you know, 6'5", so we weren't that worried, but like I'm looking at all these women, I'm like, you gonna get raped, you won't get raped.
Well, Muscle Daddy, are you really not aware that it was a bad neighborhood because you were there?
I was a different man back then.
A different man. So news out of Vietnam.
News out of Vietnam. Okay. Well, so what's this news?
Apparently news someone's still Vietnam, buying shit from
your
Tri-Botec.
Dad's still dead.
Yes, he is. Thank God. So, yeah, no, some park in Vietnam has purchased a new Tri-Botec ride.
Hey, that's
so
cool.
Apparently they haven't figured out that they suck.
So what are we what are we theming this ride to? We really like banh mi sandwiches.
Oh, God.
Dude, I would ride the hell of a banh mi sandwich ride. Best part of Vietnamese food.
See, guys, we don't try to make fun of Goliath actively. He fucking just tosses us little like fucking softballs for us to hit.
I'd ride the fuck out of a banh mi sandwich. Thank you.
And you know this is gonna be edited down to where it says I'd ride the fuck out of a banh mi sandwich.
Perhaps. All right, I think y'all know what our next news story is going to be. It's an exciting one. Would you agree, Goliath?
Absolutely. Extremely exciting.
And why is it exciting?
Because West Coast Racers is opening. Oh, my God.
They did it.
They did it. Congratulations.
So what are the opening dates? We actually got an email about this one.
I think its grand opening is in 2020, though.
Yeah, I think they're just doing, like, pass holder previews.
Yes. I think it's December, like, 22nd through, like, the 31st is when they're doing, like, the previews. It's somewhere in, like, the late December range.
So it's going to... So basically... No, they will open it on New Year's Eve.
I hope so.
That would actually be kind of cool for the park.
It would.
Yeah, it would be. So I'm hoping as soon as I'm going to try to get a review for it from our drunken friend who, you know, threw up on our podcast. He lives over by there. So I'm going to see if we can get a review of West Coast Racers from him as soon as
good, possible. Good, because I'm glad you weren't going to say from Gare Bear because.
No.
Yeah.
No. The best review he can tell me is how good the dick was at the local bathhouse, which, I mean, it's helpful for me, but. I don't know about our listeners. So, I mean, when was this supposed to open? Like, June was originally when they were saying?
Yeah,
June?
Something like that.
How in the world did this, like, possibly take that long?
And did some of the shit for, you know, when you're waiting in between sections of the ride, did that get budget cut to shit? Like, right. are you just going to be sitting in an empty space now?
Who knows? Do y'all think it's possible that the construction of Galaxy's Edge made it hard for them to get the construction done?
I really don't think so. I think it was all their fucking issues with the people living near the park.
Lord. I mean, I guess it takes time to kill and dispose of bodies.
Yeah. It doesn't take as long as you think.
Oh. Well, maybe we can specifically talk about that in a future episode.
I mean, that's fine. Well, I can't tell a lot of things because there are still open investigations.
Well, of course. Oh, you know what? Oh, I almost forgot. The most important thing we were going to do on this episode, guys.
What's that?
Well, you know how Coaster Radio does their holiday gift guide?
Yes.
Well, we have one of our own.
That we do.
Hey, and remember, guys, if you're going to go to Amazon, use the Ride This One code. Just go to our website and go there, use the link, and give us some money.
No, we don't have that.
We don't have yet.
We don't have one yet. Maybe we should figure that out.
We're still working on those sponsorships. I'm talking to Blue Apron.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's great.
And by the way, this upcoming segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com, because who wants to wait at the post office during the holidays? And who goes to the fucking post office during the holidays?
I do. I went the other day.
Slater's trying to bring back, you know, dick pics where you have to mail them as a Polaroid to people.
Right. Hey, I actually had to send 37 pounds worth of fucking beer, which is illegal to send through the mail, but my ass did it anyways.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a rebel.
Get him, FBI. Get him.
Get him.
Do you know how many fucking broken bottles of wine we have come through fucking UPS? Guys, do not order wine online. It's gonna get broken.
Listen, yeah. I'm really good at packaging stuff. I've sent a bunch of stuff like that, but you got to do it right. Dude, if you just throw it in a fucking box, it's going to break.
They fucking just put it down in like a normal like box that you'd ship like, you know, 12 bottles of wine in. They don't pack around it. So no,
you got to put bubble wrap around that shit, and then you need to put it in another box within the box. Like, make sure it's not moving around. It has to be a tight fit.
If you're sending fragile shit, package it well, all right? That's all I'm going to fucking say, because shit's going to happen. These are a bunch of 18-year-old kids who this is their part-time
anyways.
Job. Fucking, come on.
So, anyways, without further ado.
Yes.
It is the 2019 Ride This One gift guide.
That's right. Yes. And you can get it for any holiday. We don't discriminate.
No.
Kwanzaa, if you want to get somebody something for one of these gifts for Kwanzaa, do it.
If you want to do it for Hanukkah, do it 8 times.
If you want to do it for Christmas, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fucking Christians.
God. I'll still eat at Chick-fil-A, though. I don't give a damn.
Absolutely.
Fuck both of y'all. I'm glad that...
I mean, we know you want to, but you know.
Oh, one of you. Well. One of you. Okay, so my idea for a wonderful gift for people for the holiday season would be a membership to TPR.
Does that get you unbanned?
Probably
not.
I think it does.
You know what? That's our next contest. Whoever, the next contest will win a membership to TPR. For
Do you actually want entrance into contests, right, Slater?
I do. Well,
so then that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Well, what we're doing now ain't working.
That's true.
But, you know, if you're looking to purchase that gift for someone this year, go to www.robalveyisacunt.com.
I don't know. I just want to figure out a way to fuck with Rob. That's all I want to know.
He is terrible. Okay. All right. So what else do we have for our gift guide?
My first gift for the theme park enthusiast is a Brazilian tour of Walt Disney World. Not only do you get that guide with the flag, you also get matching t-shirts. You get the lyrics to the songs that you guys sing while walking 50 wide in the parks. Congratulations, Brazilian tour of Walt Disney World. Merry fucking Christmas.
That's great.
By the way, that reminds me, have either of y'all seen 90 Day Fiancé?
No, but I'm aware of it.
No.
Oh my god, there's a Brazilian woman who's marrying this dude. I think his name was Courtney. And she can't say it right, so she keeps calling him Corti. She'll be like, Corti!
What?
Corti! Because she's always angry at him. Corti!
Wow.
Fucking amazing, dude. I just watched clips of it. I'm like, this is great. I'm so glad I didn't have to, you know, import someone to marry.
Sometimes that's fun if you just want a backup. Just have an extra one laying around.
Well, my guy for that hung himself.
Yeah. All right, Muscle Daddy. What's on your list?
Okay, so number one, I'm going to start off pretty easy. If you want to invite, you know, that special someone over, and you want to make sure you don't get laid, there is a white giant comforter that says Roller Coaster Addict on it from Redbubble.com for $39.89.
Wow.
If you want to guarantee you aren't getting sex and you are going to be part of a certain podcast, this is for you.
And for the coaster enthusiast in your life, I would also suggest for the holidays or birthdays, anytime, would be a American Coaster Enthusiast t-shirt. It's also a great way to make sure your children stay a virgin. You can buy that at www.aceonline.org. It comes in a bunch of different colors. They do actually sell fanny packs as well. There's nothing nerdier than a fanny pack that actually says American Coaster Enthusiast.
Yeah, you're probably right.
How many of those do you think Clint Novak owns?
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
The next one on my list is for that enthusiast who likes a little bit of whipping in his life or something. You get this. My next is was $149. You get a annual pass to Holy Land Experience, which is closed Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. But yes, you can go to Holy Land Experience for a full year for only $149.
This should also be a prize on our podcast.
Oh.
Do you think they would let me in the gate in my Baphomet shirt?
Sure. Let's find out.
You're giving him money, so possibly.
Money and God, it's the same thing.
Oh, I'm omnipotent, but we need that money. All right, my next one is a crochet Mickey Mouse thong beach men's sexy underwear. Basically, this is a crocheted thong with a thing that sits on your dick that looks like Mickey Mouse.
Yes, and we'll have pictures. We will post them up on Twitter.
Oh, I took pictures of all of them. Oh, and that's $20 on Etsy.
Now, of course it's Etsy.
Of course.
I didn't expect... Made of the most itchy wool. So...
I think it said it's coming from the Ukraine as well. So...
Oh my gosh. Also comes with its own pubic lice. So...
It's very nice pubic lice. Put on penis.
Uh-huh. I'll cover your junk. He'll diddle the dick like the dictator do. I've been saying that a lot lately. All right, you know, I do have another one.
Okay.
So my other suggestion for the 2019 holiday season is to get the people you love a Cedar Point Gold Pass. They won't be able to use it. It's going to suck, but you know.
Isn't that what we're getting, Ducky?
No, I'm not getting Ducky anything.
That's fine.
He has to be on the show to get something.
I would say we could get it for Goliath, but I mean, he walk of shame's half the park.
No, that's why I haven't been to Cedar Point, honestly.
I think the best way for them to make rides where instead of a tester seat, just make sure that the actual like aisle you have to walk through is too narrow for anyone too big to ride.
That's a good fucking idea.
That's a great idea.
Like, if you can't walk through this, you can't fit on the ride.
The problem is, how many people are going to be like, no, I can't fit? And they're just going to keep going.
It would be amazing. I mean, you see just Rob Alvey stuck in the middle of everything. Ah! Someone bring me a Starbucks. Because fat people getting stuck in places is funny.
Oh my god.
I think Big Boy might get upset about that one.
Yeah, I think so. My next one is an experience. You get a trip to Schlitterbahn in Kansas City with Kevin Brewer and Ranger.
Oh no.
And for a limited time, we're going to throw in a Ouija board.
Oh my God! If I went to Schlitterbahn, Kansas City, you know, with Kevin and Ranger, I probably would want to ride Brucht.
I gotta say, if you haven't seen like his Twitter picture, him and his girlfriend—I think his girlfriend's just K-Brew in a wig. I really do. This looks like him in a wig. I really think it is.
Oh, Lord.
My next one is a Tinkerbell kink sticker that you can also get on Etsy for $4. It is Tinkerbell with her feet tied and with a ball gag.
I would probably buy that.
Yeah, it wasn't actually bad. I kind of want it.
That's kind of cool, honestly.
It is. That's great.
And then to go that's along great. With that, you can also get a Disney Princess pinup hoodie. The one that I had was, or not had, the one I saw. Oh, God, Lydia, please don't look in my closet. Was Snow White sitting on an apple, if you know what I mean.
Again, I would probably own these things.
That one was only $22. I'm like, God,
holy shit, not bad. Yeah.
Link me to that, because I think I'm buying some shit today. You think I can wear it into the park?
Maybe. I mean, you can see ass, but it's not like, you know.
I mean, now we know why it was a poison apple.
Oh. Giggity. Let's save that for episode 69.
Mm-hmm.
Goliath, do you got any more?
I do. I have one more. And this one was actually just released, or I just found it, saw it on Twitter. It was released yesterday evening. It's a T3 sweater from Kentucky Kingdom. Goliath approved.
But if Goliath were to wear this sweater, he could not go on T3.
Yeah, it's like an ugly Christmas sweater with naughty list, and it has T3 on it.
So, also another thing I'll point out that would be fun to order for someone for Christmas is Ranger has put out a selection of audio tapes to help you fall asleep. So, yeah, you can purchase those for your loved ones.
They really work.
Mm-hmm. They do, absolutely.
All right, I'll burn through the rest of mine unless you got some more, Slater.
I have one, but go ahead and burn through yours because you might have it. So.
All right, well, as everybody knows, this is Star Wars week. We've got, you know, Rise of Skywalker coming out, looking so forward to it. With Rise of the Resistance, all that. The rest of mine are Star Wars stuff, so here we go. There's the pink LED laser sword dildo, which is basically a pink dildo, but the grip is a lightsaber. This is $149.
Jesus Christ! May the force be in you!
The next one is a Death Star ball gag.
Ooh.
This is a,
I want that.
This is a legit ball gag. And it is fully the Death Star. It is detailed and everything. It is $50.
Why isn't that cheaper? I would totally buy that for a couple people I know.
Well, for $169, you can get Darth Vibrator, which is a black vibrator with Darth Vader's head on the end of it. This is real.
You know what another great gift would be?
What's
is,
that?
And you can't do it for this Christmas, but in a couple of years, send your grandmother with dementia to the Star Wars hotel and just watch what happens.
And then if you're Slater, this is one you might also be interested in. It's a C-3PO butt plug.
Ooh.
For $49.
Ah, it's so expensive for a butt plug.
I know. And I was wrong. I do have one thing that is not Star Wars. It is the Pokemon Dildo Collection, which has a Charmander, Squirtle, and you know who that's Squirtle, for, huh? Bulbasaur dildos. And it also, you can get a Pikachu tail butt plug.
Oh my god, you know what I really want? What, you know what needs to exist? It, a douche that is looks like Squirtle, that we, after you squeeze and you release, you, it goes, Squirtle, Squirtle.
Well, unless that pussy stank, and then it's Magikarp. Carp, Magikarp, Carp. Why won't it look at me? But the real gift I want to focus on is the one that keeps giving. And that brings me to our new sponsor, Peloton. Peloton Bikes. For when your wife is just a little doughy, but you don't want to say anything.
Do you have more, or is that it?
That's it.
All right, well, I have one last one to end this off on, is that it's you can buy, it's a package deal, all right? It's a life insurance policy and tickets to Ride the Ducks.
Speaking of which, I am wearing my Ride the Ducks hat.
Yes, yes. Nice. So that has been our 2019 Ride This One holiday gift guide. I think this might be a tradition. And I'd love to hear from listeners, too. So if you know of some really good ones, just put it at hashtag RTO gift guide, and we'll read them on our next episode. Because, you know, these can be for birthdays. These doesn't have to be Christmas. So, you know. So that was fun.
It was.
Yeah. We I got some good news, though, guys.
Okay, what's that?
It's good news for EB. You know, I did finally listen to the episode, and he was very worried. But it is expected that the remaining rides and coasters at American Dream will be open by the end of next week.
Ooh.
So, there it goes. He should be able to get his...
The half-pipe coaster, the Intamin Windsurfer, opened over the weekend.
Yes. Yes, it did. And there's another one of the coasters that's expected to open this next week.
Now, are they going to stay open?
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's New Jersey, so yeah. I don't know. As everyone knows, Tokyo Disneyland is working on a major Fantasyland expansion. That's where that awesome new Beauty and the Beast dark ride is going. And for you all, you should definitely follow the link I have here because it's got pictures of things where they are now. You're going to have to kind of scroll down past where Rob Alvey decided to say something. Oh no, it wasn't on this one. But either way, it's got new concept artwork and some actual pictures and concept artwork from Inside the Bride. This thing is looking so cool. Fucking sick. Like, it's so sick.
It does look awesome.
Yeah, so I really want to go to this park now.
I kind of want to go to that park and get on the Beauty and Beast ride dressed as Gaston and just boo the whole ride.
That would be amazing. That would be.
It would be.
Also, I'm not going to lie. I mean, if I was Belle, I'd have been like, I mean, I ain't going to marry you, Gaston, but we can fuck. That's perfectly fine. We can fuck. Because, You know, I should have known I was gay at even a younger age, because that moment when Gaston kind of rips open, you know, his shirt and shows the hairy chest, I felt something. And oh, I was so gay even back then. So gay.
I really want to dress up as Gaston and go to one of the parks and try to fight the beast.
Okay, oh, you know what? Go to King's Island and ride the beast dressed as Gaston.
Just get off of it saying, I beat you, you motherfucker!
Exactly. What's Gaston been doing? He's been riding the beast. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Belle's the odd one out.
She is an odd one.
She will come up later in something.
So, do you all think Hermione is hot? The one who played Belle in the recent Beauty and the Beast?
Are you talking Emma Watson?
Emma Watson.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
It's the thing where, like, I grew up with, like, the Harry Potter movies, so we were close to, like, the same age. And it's like that girl that you have a crush on in school. You know?
I guess so.
I don't know. I definitely think she's super attractive.
I mean, and that's fine. You're allowed to be a heterosexual.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing us. Quit trying to take our rights away.
Right.
Well, then stop trying to take mine away!
You don't count as people.
No, that's Ducky. Ducky don't count as people.
Sorry.
SeaWorld is not stopping this crazy expansion that they're doing. We already have a layout and rumors for SeaWorld San Diego getting yet another roller coaster in 2021.
Well, the nerds just won't stop at SeaWorld. They're like, oh, hey, look, we got something. It's going to be a Giga.
Right now, they're saying, though, the proposed coaster project to take over the Wild Arctic Attraction building. It appears to be a multi-launch coaster layout that will repurpose at least half of the Wild Arctic Simulator attraction to be used as the queue and station for the new coaster project. Now, I've rode that Wild Arctic ride. It's definitely fine for that to go.
Is it the same ride as the one down in Florida?
Very possible, because it's themed to snowmobiles.
Okay.
Is what it looks like. So I bet it's the same thing. But it also, but it doesn't make sense, I feel like, for them to do one like that, because they already have Manta out there, which is similar. Like, it's this small launched coaster. So my hope is maybe they're going to go a little bigger, like something a little more string, because that park needs that more than another family coaster.
Or they're going to go even smaller. And they're going to get Hamster Wheel Coaster.
That's
fuck that ride. Fuck that Hamster Wheel.
They're just going to paint it black and white and theme it to an orca. Welcome to Orca Attack the Ride.
Orca Abyss. Gosh, so everyone's heard of Anakista, right?
Yeah, it's one of the only places you can get beaver tails in the Smokies during any time of the year.
Yeah, well, they're building a something for 2020, apparently.
Aren't they building one of the things is like a tower with a slide?
Yeah, it's like a 55-foot like spiral slide, I believe. Think a la like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yes, that was what. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And then they're also putting in a new family outdoor water play area. These are all supposed to open in 2020. Now, here's the thing. I don't know how much land Anakista has. But do you see them eventually turning into an actual theme park?
No.
Over the course of the next 20 years?
I really don't think this area can support, like, two major theme parks.
But I'm thinking more like small. Like you should be like are you adding thinking like a bigger wood than coaster. Like, or...
Are you thinking bigger than Ghost Town in the Sky?
Not necessarily. But I'm thinking like maybe they would have a wooden coaster and a couple flat rides.
I just don't see them investing in a coaster ever outside of like mountain coasters.
Yeah, right. I think they're like a mountain coaster, like maybe the most mountain coasters in one area or something type place.
I could see them becoming a better Obergatlinburg.
You know, to ride all of the mountain coasters in that area, you could, with the same money, buy a season pass, the Holy Land Experience. So it's expensive. Like
it is.
It's really expensive.
That's why I've only ridden like three of them.
I've only been on one. Yeah. No. I haven't been in any here.
I've been on several, but yeah. And they're fun. I like them, and I don't understand the debate on there may or may not be a coaster. Does everything a coaster? Just because you're responsible for breaking it, you don't have to break it. You can just let it do what it's going to do. So, also, we break coasters all the time. Whatever. Exactly. Fuck those people. They're stupid. another stupid thing is Cedar Point's huge announcement.
It's huge. It's huge.
Ooh, did you all watch it?
No.
Oh, fuck no.
Okay.
I was waiting for on Twitter just to see what the nerds were complaining about.
What time did this occur?
I don't even know.
I just want to know if I was at work or if I was asleep. One of those two. That's my life right now.
All right, but here's what's going on. First of all, there were fucking dumbass enthusiasts in the crowd. More than one. A lot.
What? Dumbass enthusiasts? Crowd Cedar Point? No. Yeah.
Holding up signs saying, like, 500-foot coaster 2021. I mean, like, a lot of it. It was, like, crazy.
If you go to a media event and you make a sign like you're going to a fucking sporting event or a wrestling show, you're a goddamn dipshit.
Oh, okay, and get this. They were going to do a Q&A after their announcement, right? They're going to do a Q&A after announcement. They ended up canceling it because pretty much every question, because I guess they took questions ahead of time, you know? They ended up canceling it because pretty much every question that got given to them was about a possible 500-foot coaster going into Cedar Point.
Wow.
They literally canceled the Q&A. So, but they have, yes. Yeah, so Cedar Point, though, they've announced their plans for 2020, their 150th anniversary seasons, highlighting a new attraction on the way called Snake River Expedition. So this new boat ride is a nod to the park's former Paddle Wheel excursion ride, with new river boats that will travel along the Snake River that surrounds Forbidden Frontier on Adventure Island. The boat ride will include a storyline as well as some live actors, animatronics, and special effects along the way.
By live actors, we mean Tony Clark.
Basically. Hi! It's me! Tony Clark!
You guys want to buy a brick?
Buy a brick, fuckface! Now, okay, this is basically, they got a rendering of the boats. They look nice. They do. They look really nice. This could be cute. This is just going to honestly be like a discount jungle cruise, basically. But it might actually be really fun, and I think it's I don't think it's a bad addition. But they need to stop acting like these things are huge announcements, right?
Everything Cedar Point does is a huge announcement, man.
Yeah. They're also doing a ticket of a lifetime. Did y'all hear about this?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Just, You know, one of these is going to go to an enthusiast, one of the most entitled enthusiasts. It's going to be
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god,
they're giving this to Alfie.
Oh, and it's each winner is able to select three family or friends to also be able to use the ticket. So it's really up to four people who get a lifetime admittance, and they're doing 150 of those.
So not only can you not get to Cedar Point because of the gold passes, you can't get in there because of the free passes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't want to win this.
Yeah. No.
I wouldn't want to because then they would know who I am. They would listen to this show, and they would immediately cancel my thing. So I don't.
They already know who you are.
They don't know.
I hate to tell you this, but they already know who you are.
They don't know.
Also,
I'm going to wear a fake mustache over my real mustache. They won't know me.
There you go. And on top of this, guys, I mean, Magic Kingdom can't manage to have a nighttime parade, but Cedar Point can. So they are doing their Celebrate 150 Spectacular. Which includes several floats, hundreds of live performers, and it will travel down the Midway and end with a street party in Celebration Plaza nightly from June 12th all the way through August 16th. So they're doing that.
And these floats are just actually cars from defunct coasters, like Disaster Transport. They just sat one of the cars on the float and put Christmas lights on it. And
hey, stop talking about the Dollywood Christmas Parade.
God bless. How much money did they say they spent on Dollywood Christmas Parade?
Way too fucking much. There's no fucking way you spent that much money on that fucking parade.
You all are fucking liars.
How much were they saying they spent?
What was it, Goliath? Was it like $5 million?
Something like that. Let me see if I can find it.
It was
The shitty parade they have at Silver Dollar City was $3.5 million, so it does not surprise me at all.
I'm sorry, but no, that's just
Shit sounds like they're embezzling money when you say that,
right? Like for real, that's no, just don't. If you guys are near Dollywood and you guys are go ride a roller coaster instead of sitting in that damn $5 million fucking dollars.
And I think it added
$5 million
three
fucking
floats.
Dollars. And all they are is they're a go kart that they bought off one of the go kart places down on the strip and they put lights on it.
Yeah.
They put a cardboard box around it and they put lights on it.
Right.
It was $5 million. There's some sort of embezzling going on there.
Dollywood is not good. Stop it, Muldoon.
Well, of course, they're laundering money. Why else would they be building a second resort?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, what they should do is they should fucking, like, you know, build more parking first. Because I had to, I don't know if I ranted about this, but I had to fucking park up at Splash Country. When I came back at like 4 o'clock, there was no parking in any of the lots. They were parking everyone at fucking Splash Country.
Dollywood.
Yeah. Yay. So speaking of Dollywood and Cedar Point and Kings Island and all these, I just want to put out there, I want to run, I don't know if it's a contest or what, but I want us to debate and talk about who truly are the worst fanboys out there. And that's something I want to do in our next episode, hopefully. And that's try to find examples of the worst fanboys. So if we can find posts from Cedar Point fanboys, Kings Island fanboys, Dollywood fanboys, all that shit, whatever we can find, I'm ready to ridicule some people. And we'll figure out who is the worst. So
outside of those kind of people, the worst fans, like worst fanboys I've seen, wrestling fans.
Oh, God.
They are the worst.
Yes. But y'all can send that to a hashtag RTO fanboy if you, or you can send it to our email, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. So if you find good examples, send them to us. Like, we want to talk about that. I think that's going to be fun. Now, our next story, though, is something Goliath is so fucking excited about.
Dude, that place, that would be so much fun. I've always wanted a park like this, like, or some sort of experience. I like Doctor Who.
Oh, so that's what it is. That's right.
Yes, it's Doctor Who. What do you think it was?
Well, we didn't say what it was, so the listeners were probably confused.
My bad. My bad.
So it's going to be called Doctor Who's Time Frame. Here's the thing. We say it's a 90-minute Doctor Who experience. They're not saying where it is. It's just that it's going to be in London. And
it's
just
opening
sounds to me,
spring 2020.
Like, there's no way this isn't just like a weird, shitty, like dinner theater, mystery theater thing, right?
I'd still do it. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm not a Doctor Who fan. I'm not. But I would probably still do this.
If there was a Doctor Who park, one of the best ride ideas was a Doctor Who drop ride or something with the angels, the weeping angels that if you look at them, you die. Yeah.
The honest truth is, Alton Towers should add a Doctor Who dark ride.
Yes, that would be amazing. Oh my God, yes.
But I don't know. I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening either.
And I think it's just more because it would be so expensive to have license those rights.
The licensing and the way you'd have to do it. Because I'm sure it would have to be done very well. They'd probably include the writers and stuff. Yeah.
So Joe Burrow won the Heisman.
He did.
Yeah.
Where's he going next year?
Oh, to the Bengals.
There you go. Maybe that'll help Cedar Point or Kings Island.
You know what else couldn't be saved? Dog Patch USA. Oh, so this has been going on for a while. It's a park in Arkansas. And it closed several years ago, a long time ago. For the past 5 years especially, the owner of the property has really been wanting to try to bring the park back. But everything in the videos I've seen was in such poor shape, he just would have to start over. So I'm not sure what he thought he was going to do.
I mean, he wouldn't have to start over. He could Schlitterbahn that shit.
It's true. That's true. But now, of course, the local news in the area has confirmed that Bud Pelser, the man behind the attempted revival, has given up and is moving on. Now, he didn't say whether that was about the park or his family.
No, I think his family gave up and moved on a while ago. Probably.
His quote is like hilarious. His quote is about saying it. I'm just not able to pull it off. The stress of this place is killing me. I've had success in a lot of ways, but everybody that was supposed to come on financially, well, there were just too many talkers.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, he probably sold this as it just needs to be cleaned up, just some fresh paint and we're ready to go. And then they came and looked at it and they're like, you are out of your goddamn mind.
Right. All right. Well, we have one last story here, and that's about the inverted coaster going into Gronoland. Now, y'all, you have to copy and paste this link and put it in your browser to bring it up. But do that, because they've actually started proper construction on this thing. Now, y'all.
Well, of course they have.
Well, they have to. It is opening in 2021 for this tiny little inverted coaster. But, when you look at the layout...
That's crazy.
It's super tight in there. I think this might be the best B&M invert out there once they're done with it. But
That's crazy. How
it looks great.
Tight everything is.
Yeah. It's the first B&M inverted coaster that its brakes are slanted down.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's weird. They literally, to build a station for this thing, they had to literally build it down in the basement of one of their existing buildings.
What?
Because they didn't have room to build above. There was a building they didn't want to demolish.
Wow. So
they built the station in the basement of that building.
Wow.
That park is ridiculous. It is like, it is Roller Coaster Tycoon when you've got a park and use every bit of land and you start stacking rides literally on top of each other. That's what they're doing.
It's like right next to their Zaxxon.
Now, guys, you are aware, though, they announced this ride in 2017.
Right. Wait, wow.
Yeah.
I remember talking about it on Ride This One.
Yeah, we did. We did talk about it.
Doesn't seem like that long ago. Fuck.
Nah, man, we're getting old. We're going to be dead soon.
We are.
Especially Muscle Daddy.
You all are going to be dead soon.
whatever. You and your heart, oh, you're going to die soon, too.
I've been doing much better. I'm going to the gym. I'm eating healthy.
So am I.
Well, it's not helping with you, though.
That's right, because my body just hates me.
You know, I love we said this is going to be a short episode. We're at an hour and 15 in.
Oh, that is short for us. Especially
That's true.
We're actually done as of right now.
Yeah, we are.
We're done. So episode 66 is in the books, and we got to get out of here. But before we do, we got to do our final thoughts. So, Goliath, what are your final thoughts?
Today is a momentous day in history. It's the last football game in Oakland. We're moving on to Vegas. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good next season. Go Raiders. Muscle Daddy, what's your final thought?
All right, so I rated the Disney princesses based on how sexually attracted I am to them. This is like the official princess list. This is not all of them. There are 13 that are in the official Disney princess. Now, Ariel and Moana are down at the bottom because I think they're both underage. I know Ariel is. I think Moana is. I'm not doing it.
They are. They're both like 16.
Yeah, not doing it. Fucking Rocco.
Yeah.
But then number 10. Oh, no, there's 12. Sorry. Number 10, Snow White. Doesn't do a thing for me. Number 9, Belle. She's kind of annoying, but eh.
Well, you know why Snow White's not attractive? It looks like she's got a bunch of bee stings on her face and it's just swollen up. Like
she really does.
She's got this weird fat face.
Like, that's...
And I feel like she'd have a really weird puffy vagina as well.
That bitch
doesn't have a normal vagina.
No, I was cheering for the evil queen.
I imagine that it probably looks like two fuzzy lips. Just like, right down. Okay, anyway.
Well, I mean, when you've got, you know, 7 dwarves fucking you for all the time you're asleep, you know, it's not going to look normal.
Look, how else is she supposed to pay them back for protection?
True.
It's true.
All right, number 8, Tiana. She's a strong, independent woman, and I respect that. 7, Aurora, a.k.a. Sleeping Beauty. I like a woman who can sleep for a while. 6.
you like a woman who can't get away.
There you go. 6.
That was Bill Cosby's favorite, too.
6 is Cinderella. She's just kind of in the middle. 5 is Merida. Hey, I like Merida. I'm into her. I might move her up. 4 is Rapunzel. She seems very innocent, but I bet she gets dirty. 3 is Mulan. Also, she can handle her shit, but in the bedroom, I bet she's interesting. Number 2, Jasmine. Jasmine's hot. I'm not debating this. Number one, Pocahontas. Yeah. Slater talked about his Disney tingle moment with Gaston. I had mine with Pocahontas.
There you go.
Was it when you gave him the smallpox blanket?
I'll give her something, but it ain't smallpox. It's herpes. Slater, what are your final thoughts?
Well, my final thoughts are goddamn, for some reason, I'm really craving a banh mi sandwich.
God, they're delicious, man.
They are.
They're so good.
God. Thank you, Anthony Bourdain, for introducing those to Americans.
Rest in peace, Anthony.
Rest in peace. Unfortunately, unlike Epstein, Anthony did hang himself. So.
He's hanging out with Chester and...
All right, guys. It's been a great show.
It really has.
We gotta get the fuck out of here because old Muscle Daddy is thick as fuck. So, but y'all need to know how to get a hold of us. So,
that's right.
Wyatt, where can we find you?
Find me on the old Instagram. It's Coaster Eats. Also, I'm on Twitter at RTO Goliath. What about you, Muscle Daddy? Where can they find you?
You can find me at RTO Muscle Daddy and Staring in Your Window on Twitter. Well, not Staring in Your Window on Twitter. In real life, though. Just know, I like it when you take it slow. Slater, where can we find you?
Well, you can find me at RTO Slater. You can also find Ducky, who wasn't with us today, at RTO Ducky. And, of course, our show Twitter at Ride This One. We're also on Instagram at Ride This One. And we have an email, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. Y'all understand. You get this. You understand how this works. We also have a phone number.
26-RIDE-THIS. That's 267-433-8447.
Call or text.
Why don't you call us sometime, Neil Patrick Harris, you fucking cuck?
Right. And then come over and let me suck your dick. Because I like the taste of money. Oh, listen, you don't know joy till you've had a celebrity fuck your face. does Lydia ever just like pussy slap your face? Have you ever woken up to her just shoving her cunt in your face?
Not recently. No.
Goliath, I told you their marriage isn't gonna work out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, why do y'all think I'm getting in such good shape?
Also, guys, don't forget to send us the hashtag RTO fanboys and also the hashtag RTO gift guide. So we want to hear from you on that. Seriously, we have a lot of people who do listen, but goddamn, people just don't
participate.
They don't participate.
They don't want to admit that they're part of this. They really
they
don't.
They can do it anonymously. Just say, we won't mention your name if you don't want us to. But interact. But I think that's it. I don't think I'm forgetting anything.
I think that's it. You're right.
Well, then without further ado, I'm going to go ride me a bomb me.
Dude, that bomb me looks so good.
God damn it. Fuck this shit. I'm sick.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.